Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Nathan, thank you for engineering at the Powerhouse of Communications in Minnesota, Genesis Communications Network. Kathy's with us, domestic engineering today. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
I'm just great, Kathy. And you?
I'm great, too. Thanks, Vince.
Yeah. So, Kathy, domestic engineering today, do you have a spot where you'd like to begin?
You know, Vince, you sent me a picture of a porcelain fixture that looked like it had some problems with it, and I guess I wanted to ask you about that.
Okay. So, class, just to bring everybody up to speed, and it'll take several minutes to do this, I sent Kathy a picture of a porcelain fixture, also known as a lamp holder. You've all seen these. They are installed typically in a ceiling, and you screw a standard incandescent light bulb in it. They're made out of porcelain. They have a screw base, and sometimes they have a... an on-off switch with a pull cord. Sometimes they don't. So we have a garage, and I wanted uniform lighting. The garage is 120 feet long. It's 40 feet wide. And I decided that the easy way to do this would be to put in maybe 12 8-foot fluorescent lights. The hard way to do it would be to put in six rows of 16 porcelain lamp holders, which would be 96 of them, and use the industrial compact fluorescent 7-watt bulbs. And I'd have uniform lighting for everybody in the barn, or our garage. So I bought 100 lamp holders, porcelain lamp holders, from a company called Pass and Seymour, P-A-S-S, ampersand, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R. It's an old company. It's a company that started in the 1800s in Syracuse, New York, a U.S. company. It was ultimately acquired by a company called La Grande. It's a French company. And both companies had their start in porcelain and insulators, porcelain insulators, and China, etc. Not the country China, but what you might refer to as China, meaning plates, if you will. And that you might eat from. So La Grande is a company that is huge. They have, they're in, let's say, 120 countries, at least, maybe more. They have 39,000 employees. So they are the largest producer of switches and sockets in the world. So it's a pretty big company. And Pass and Seymour was a company that had a great reputation, U.S. company that made these lamp holders and switches and sockets, you know, receptacles, etc. So I was pretty excited when I was able to buy two cases of 50 each lamp holders. And I also bought two cases of 50 each metal boxes, electrical boxes, to mount these lamp holders to. And The two cases had the same part number. The part number, and by the way, there's a lot of takeaways in this lesson I'm teaching. The lamp holders are in these boxes that are white cardboard, and they're made in China. The part number is 272. So if you want to look it up, you can go to Amazon and look up Pass and Seymour, P-A-S-S, the word and, A-N-D, and the word Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, 272, and you'll see it. Well, they came in two different boxes. They're both made in China, and the lamp holders are different, even though they have the same part number. And I noticed that the quality was really substandard in the fact that the screws that you attach your wires to had really thin, thin brass-colored plating. I'm not saying brass plating because I don't know what it is, but it's brass-colored. And the rivets that were used on some of these were substandard, such that the rivets that hold the tab that has the screw that you attach your wire to, your power wire, were weak, and they wouldn't hold the tab. So there'd be a real poor connection. So I called Pass and Seymour, and I said, I got their customer service, and I said, here's what I see. I don't know if these are counterfeit. They say they're made in China. I thought you guys were a U.S. company in Syracuse. And these are really substandard. What should I do? Do you want to see them? What do I do? They weren't interested at all. They showed no interest. I couldn't believe it. So I didn't want to use these things because I figured if a company didn't care, and I'm looking at them, they're really poor quality, if they don't care, why should I use them? So I didn't know what to do. So I took some of them that I thought were okay, and I installed them. So recently, I'm talking like a week ago, I decided that I was going to finish the job because I only put about half of them up. I had half of them left. So I took a bench, took a pallet, a brand new pallet that I bought, stuck it on some wheel on some wooden sawhorses, and I made a work surface, and I got everything ready, the pliers, and I was going to put pigtails on the lamp holders and wrap the wires around the screws and tighten them up, and I saw the screws were rusted. So the ones that look like they didn't have plating years ago are now rusted, brand new, in the box. They were stored in an area that didn't have a lot of humidity, and I thought, the boxes look perfect. They look brand new, like if you bought them in a store, brand new condition. They weren't mildew, they weren't moldy, brand new. The outer case looked brand new. And it bothered me. I thought, what's up with this? These are what I thought, really, really substandard. So I called Pass and Seymour, got customer service. Customer service said, you really need to talk to tech support. So I said, okay, great. And I talked to tech support. A gentleman by the name of Brian was my tech support liaison. And I explained this to him, and he said, you know, you can experience rust in a box, you know, even though it's unused. And I said, Well, and I'm paraphrasing, so this is not exactly word for word. But I've never seen that, but okay. And I said, so if it rusts in the box, how would it hold up when it's being, you know, after it's been installed? How would it hold up? And we talked about the humidity being driven off by the heat of the light bulb and that kind of stuff. And I was not convinced. So I said, so what do we do? And he indicated that I should just buy some new ones. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, it's not exact. He said, well, they're so cheap, so inexpensive, why don't you just buy some replacements and, you know, put them in? Now, what do you think I said, class? Y'all know me, right? So I said, Brian, I'm kind of surprised. I actually thought you would have said, Mr. Finelli, I am so sorry that you're having this problem. Would it be okay if we sent you 100 replacements? Now, bear in mind that I sent him the pictures while we were on the phone, and we were discussing, you know, the finer points of the failure of these rusted, brand-new Pass and Seymour lamp holders. And it was kind of a short silence. And I got to tell you, Brian is really good at debate, really good. He's cool, calm, collected, knowledgeable. Everything a corporation would want in an employee in his position talking to customers. I met my match. I really did. But logic prevailed. And he realized that this is a bigger problem. As I continued to explain, that these aren't just lamp holders that are in the closet and you just stand on the chair and change one. I had 100 of them, and they were defective. And they're 16 and a half feet in the air. And the only way to reach them is with scaffolding. And that's 3 levels of scaffolding high. So, he said he'd get back to me, and he jumped right on this. He literally jumped right on this. I was impressed. And so he was doing some corporate communications, trying to figure out how to solve this problem, make me happy, and do the right thing at the same time. And so he contacted the warranty department, and the warranty department advised him that these have a 1-year warranty. Kind of like what they would say to you and me, right? Hey, it's a 1-year warranty. What do you want? Well, he contacted the marketing department, and he showed them the pictures too. And the marketing department jumped right on and said, we're going to send them 100 replacement fixtures. Because they realized that this is a problem. You can't sell something as bad as this. If this gets out and people realize that they're defective, it'll really hurt the image. It'll hurt Pass and Seymour's image. It'll hurt LeGrand's image. And people will jump to another brand. Well, I have 3 of these lamp holders in my hands right now. 2 of them are Pass and Seymour. 1 of them is made by a company called Cooper. Cooper used to be sold at Lowe's. Cooper makes a better lamp holder, in my opinion. Everything I'm saying is my opinion. So when the lawyers start circling, these are all my opinions. So Cooper actually stamps in the mold, Cooper Wiring Devices, China. Okay. They've got better tabs, better screws, better in every respect than the Pass and Seymour. Now, what actually would cause something like this? Well, there are only a few things that I can think of. Now, Pass and Seymour, I don't believe, made the rivets that are used to hold the metal pieces together. I don't believe they made the tabs. I don't believe that they, but maybe they did. Did they make the screws? Did they make the chemical plating material to make the plating adhere to the screws? Did they make the acid to dip the screws in before the plating so that the screws would be clean and the plating would adhere? I don't think so. So they are relying on other companies to do their job so that Pass and Seymour could have a factory in China do the right, make a good final product. Somebody was asleep at the wheel. And for certain, it was somebody at Pass and Seymour. For certain. Now, what would I do if I were COO? I'd fire that guy. Or that team of guys. Or gals. Or guys and gals. Absolutely. For allowing a defective product to go out the door, they'd all get fired immediately. Immediately. So, this is a huge problem for me, believe it or not. And I wrote a letter to Pass and Seymour. And they sent me an email saying that they're going to send me, 100. So when we come back, I'll just read this email that I sent Pass and Seymour. And there are a lot of points in this lesson class. And it is, you don't have to accept substandard parts. And even though the warranty is 1 year, there is an implied warranty that the product will last as long as you expect it to last. Like a refrigerator, it's guaranteed for 1 year. Would you be happy if it failed? And the store said, well, it's only guaranteed for 1 year.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The tech support department at Pastor Seymour. The gentleman's name, the technical support person, really did the right thing, and I applaud him. As a matter of fact, his company should give him one of those attaboys for doing the right thing and saving the day. Because you never know who you're talking to, right? You never know if the person that you're talking to is going to be talking about it on the radio. You don't know. In this case, we are. So here's what it says. It says, Brian, we used the scaffold to look at the Paston Seymour lamp holders that were installed years ago. Only one was removed. Attached is the image. The brass-colored screw shows the same rust as the uninstalled ones do. That tells me that the rust was not a result of the lamp holders being stored in their original boxes. It is, in fact, a manufacturing defect. We have 52 Paston Seymour number 272 lamp holders installed in the barn. I suppose that we will have to replace them all. The barn is 16 feet, 7 inches high at the peak, and will require three sets of scaffold to reach the top lamp holders. We have them. That means we have the scaffolding. It will take one electrician to change the lamp holders and one helper to remove the scaffold, to move the scaffold. Everything, and that, what that really means is to go from lamp holder to lamp holder to lamp holder, because they're every 10 feet in many cases, or more frequent in some cases. It will take an electrician on the top scaffold and someone to push the scaffold from lamp holder to lamp holder. Otherwise, the electrician will have to go up and down the scaffold 96 times. So it goes on to say everything in the barn will have to be moved out. I estimate that we can change one in 20 minutes, which includes scaffold height changing, repositioning scaffold, etc., while the helper cuts pigtails and attaches them to the lamp holders on the ground. 52 lamp holders at 3 per hour equals 17.33 hours. An extremely low-cost electrician charges $50 per hour, and his helper charges $20 per hour. That equals $70 per hour. $70 per hour times 17.33 hours equals a cost of $1,213.10. Our son and I plan on doing this work ourselves. As a note, none of this would be necessary had the factory in China used heavier plating on the screws the way the Americans did, or had someone at Pass and Seymour applied Six Sigma to the manufacturing process, or had Pass and Seymour taken an interest in my complaint years ago when I told him about this problem. I'm certainly delighted to be working with you, Brian, as you take this situation seriously. Thank you, Vincent Finelli. One last comment. Six Sigma is a manufacturing technique that was introduced by an American engineer who worked at Motorola in 1986. And Six Sigma, S-I-X space S-I-G-M-A, is a process in which 99.9997% of all the products that are made are free of defects. That means that each screw, each piece of porcelain, each stamped aluminum screw base, each tab, every single part that goes into the final assembly is inspected before it's used, and then the final assembly is inspected and tested. And so if you want to have 99.9997% of everything that a company makes be quality and what you expected to have made and be defect-free, you apply the technique of Six Sigma. So who used this technique? Well, Motorola did, and General Electric did, and Honeywell did. They were early adopters of Six Sigma. Except General Electric decided a few years later that Six Sigma, well, let's streamline the operation. Too many people. So streamlining means firing people. So they fired people, and they lost control of quality. Now, who buys anything made by General Electric? Nobody, because they lost their way, because they forgot about quality and the customer. Kathy and I'll be right back. Kathy, I'd love to hear.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night in a D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium. They argue the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's order Tuesday barring evictions through October 3rd exceeds the CDC's powers. Lawmakers in New York have called for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following the release of the state attorney general's report on evidence of sexual harassment. Cuomo's own party, including the president, is calling for Cuomo to step down. New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN.
This is textbook sexual harassment, and then unfortunately making it worse, in some cases even sexual assault. Disgusting and troubling and unacceptable, and he needs to leave office immediately.
We are USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds. And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Supreme Court in June said the CDC does not have the power to impose an eviction moratorium. On Tuesday, the CDC extended the moratorium to early October. That will end up in a constitutional showdown. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The CDC has announced a new ban on evictions running through early October, applying to areas of the country with high or substantial transmission of COVID-19. The previous federal ban had expired at the end of July after a Supreme Court ruling that the executive branch didn't have the power to extend that ban and that Congress would have to take action. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the administration's most recent actions are unconstitutional. The California Republican tells Fox News that the president bent to the will of a minority in his party to impose the new ban.
Well, it wasn't just the president said it, the Supreme Court said it. And then the White House went back and told Congress that they had to take action. Nancy Pelosi couldn't put it through. And because some socialists in Congress protested, they bent the knee. But what's really telling here, regardless of where you stand on the issue, we believe in the rule of law. They know this is breaking the law, but they are doing it. They're breaking the Constitution. That's breaking the foundation of the institution of who we are.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night. Earth's spin has been slowing little by little since it formed about 4.5 billion years ago. That slowing is good, says Gregory Dick, a microbiologist at the University of Michigan. It means days are getting longer, which helps some bacteria produce more oxygen. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, some of the main points about what I've been saying. Is this is a demonstration, this is a case study of what happens when a company does the wrong thing. That means not paying attention to the quality, not paying attention to detail, letting a substandard product go out the door, And when a customer calls to complain about it, ignoring that customer. That's what happens when a company does the wrong thing. Now, when a company does the right thing, they pay attention to the customer, as Brian did. And do you think he did the right thing? He gave me a replacement for each one of those lamp holders. Now, am I whole? No, because I'm going to have to replace each one of them. Okay, so I'm not going to be whole. But do you think that Pastor Seymour is going to listen to this broadcast and use it as a training tool? I'll bet you they do. I'll bet you they do. And I'll bet you they say, look, here's what happens years ago when we made a mistake or a series of mistakes. And they all compounded. And here's what happened when someone decided he wasn't going to let go. The customer was not going to let go of the problem. And he wanted to have it fixed. And so here's an example of what we did to fix it. So we made mistakes, and we fixed the mistakes. That's one of the lessons that I believe that Pastor Seymour and other manufacturing companies who use China to make their products, they're going to use this as a lesson. Like, we can't let this happen to us, too. Kathy, your comments.
Vince, I think that your resolve in trying to get an answer and bringing the problem to their attention was really what it took. If you had just called and complained a little bit and they'd have just said, well, we're not going to give you your money, then, and you hung up, then probably nothing would have happened. But I think that you got... you explained it well to them, and that was really the key, and that they knew that you weren't going to let it go. I mean, I kind of learned from you when you made a comment a few weeks ago about asking for a discount, and I have used that. We had a utility company who made mistake after mistake on our billing, and every time I have to call them, I want a monetary credit because I have to sit on the phone for half an hour. Now, sometimes it's not that much. It's 15 or one time it was 30, one time it was 35. But I just keep saying, you need to tell somebody you have a problem with this. But you're using my time. But back to your what you did, Vince, I think that you probably saved people, too, from having problems with the fixtures, whether it would be a faulty one where it wouldn't work, or maybe if it would cause a problem down the road, not lighting, or I don't know if it could overheat, but you saved other people the problem that you are experiencing right now. And I'm sure it's probably a safety issue at some point.
Okay. Well, it absolutely is. Now, this particular Pastor Seymour Model 272 lamp holder. It says right on the box it's rated for 660 watts. Now, that means to the general consumer that you can put a light bulb up to 660 watts in there. It's an enormous amount of power for a light bulb. Typically, the most anybody would put in one of these would be 100 watts. Now, these are typically installed upside down. So that means that the lamp holder is on the ceiling, for example, and you screw the bulb straight up. So the base of the bulb, the screw end, is up. The glass bulb is down. Okay, so the heat travels up, which is why they make them out of porcelain, because porcelain can sustain the heat. But in the box above the lamp holder, and the lamp holder conducts the heat from the bulb, which is hundreds of degrees in many cases, especially with a 100-watt light bulb. So you have hundreds of degrees of heat aiming upward, and heat travels upward. It heats the box that the lamp holder is attached to in the wires. But so that's one thing. The other thing is there's something called an arc fault, A-R-C, fault, two words. Now, you've all seen images of an arc welder. That's where a guy puts a hood on or a gal puts a hood on to protect their eyes and their face from spatter from the welding. And there's a buzzing, and there's an arc. And it's so hot, it's like white hot. It's so hot it will melt a stick of metal. It's so hot that it will turn red hot the metal you're welding to. So let's say you're welding something on a mower deck, you know, a riding mower deck. You know, a piece of metal that's large. So an arc welder is an electric current between two points that gets really, really hot. And an arc fault is when that happens in, let's say, an appliance or a device or an outlet or a switch. Well, if you have a corroded or rusted screw connection, you can have an arc fault. It could burn down your building. And when I mentioned that to Brian, that, Brian, I'm concerned about an arc fault, everything changed because he realized I was right. He realized I was absolutely right, and it was unacceptable to allow that to happen. He saw, I believe, I'm putting words out there that, you know, I can't verify, but I believe he saw in the images that what I said was absolutely correct. So now we have a situation where a product made in China, which wasn't carefully monitored for quality, went out to the public and could cause an arc fault and burn houses down. Seriously, could cause a fire. No question about it. So, and are these still available for sale? Yes. With the same date code as mine. I'll tell you what the date code is right now. It's stamped on the bottom, 08-11. It was made in, I believe that means it was made in month 8 of 2011. And you can find them on eBay. They say the same thing. Now, when they show these fixtures on eBay, they try really hard not to show the made in China part, or the where it says China, either on the box or on the lamp holder. They try really hard. And I don't think that this was a Pass and Seymour factory. I think maybe they just acquired the factory, or the factory was making these for them in China. Because the ones that are made by Cooper Electric say Cooper on them. These don't say anything other than China. So the bottom line, class, is there are defective products out there. You can be purchasing them, and I think you need to stand up and say, look, we're sick of this. Now, who made this happen? Well, that'd be your government. Your government allowed this. Your government allowed these Chinese products to be imported without tariffs that make us, our factories are not competitive because we pay higher wages and we have all of these rules and regulations about manufacturing safety and so forth, pollution. In China, they don't. So there's an unfair advantage that the Chinese have. And also, you have to keep in mind that when a product is shipped from China, it's put on a container, it's put on a ship, and it goes across the ocean. And 100% of the time that product is on the ocean, it can be a month, that product is exposed to salt air. And salt is corrosive. It's so corrosive that a heat pump in the Outer Banks of the Carolinas, they degrade within about 3 years because the salt air is so corrosive that the aluminum fins just turn to dust, aluminum oxide. So everything that comes from China is exposed to salt air, unless it's in, you know, a vacuum-sealed container or a jar or something like that, or a plastic-sealed bag. But the products that come from China, I look at them, and many of them are substandard. So really, it is your duty to protect your wallet. Now, how much was this? You know, these sell for $1.61 at Lowe's. The Pass and Seymour / Legrand. That's the umbrella corporate name for Pass and Seymour. Pass and Seymour was purchased by Legrand, a French company. So $1.61 times 100 is $161. That's retail. So how much would it be wholesale? I'm thinking $1.20. So 100 of them would be $120. How much would it cost Pass and Seymour to have these made in China? I'm thinking like maybe $30. I could be wrong. It might be $31. So we're not talking about a lot of money. And that's why I said to Brian, I'm kind of surprised. I actually expected you to say, Mr. Finley, I'm so sorry. May I send you 100 replacements? And ultimately, that's what he did. But the warranty department didn't seem to want to do that. Shame on the warranty department. And if I were the CEO of Pass and Seymour, I'd listening to this, I'd be walking right down to the office of the warranty vice president. And I'd say, how's it going? Listen, I want to give you some time off. Starting right now. You're out of here. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. So, any other comments about this, Kathy?
Well, Vince, it goes to using the cheaper materials. It's just like when the auto industry, I don't know which one it was or if it was all of them. Do you remember when they had the keys that were had so much weight on them that it was messing with the ignition where you put the keys in? Because they used a cheaper metal and cheaper parts, you couldn't even put more than a couple keys on your key ring. And
what?
And I know I'm sorry, go ahead, Vince.
What you're talking about is the ignition switch lock assembly that was so substandard that if you had a keychain with your door key and your ignition key, as some automakers do, some have just one key for the door and ignition. So if you had a door key, an ignition key, and a house key, and then a business key, and then, you know, a lock for your shed, and maybe a toolbox lock or something. So let's say you had 8 keys on a keychain, which was really common. That weight dangling with that key fob, you know, you might have, in our case, it might be the letter F, as in Finelli, a brass little key fob, or yours might say Chevrolet or BMW or Mercedes or Ford or Chrysler, whatever it might be. That extra weight dangling down from the lock cylinder on a car would tend to damage the lock cylinder because they decided to make them so inexpensively and cheapen the materials so they couldn't take the weight of a keychain. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And what would it cost to fix that? Hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. Because they're designed to be tamper-proof. So to keep, you know, the thieves from tampering with the, you know, the ignition / steering wheel lock or steering column lock, they made them hard to install. You need specialized tools. So it's a couple hundred dollars to replace that. But all they had to do was add another 10 cents of material, and it never would have happened in the first place. You are absolutely right, Kathy. All right, Kathy and I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. But I hope you understand what we've been teaching in today's class, that substandard products are unacceptable, and they're everywhere. Everywhere. Everything's made in China, including tires and oil filters and disc brake rotors.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you go to
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
A couple of months ago, I was telling you about oil filters and how in our shop, in our automotive shop here, we've noticed that STP oil filters, STP is a brand that is used by AutoZone. There is no STP oil filter, it's just a licensing of the name. So they use the name from Andy Granatelli from the 1970s, and STP, and they put it on the oil filters. And the oil filters are made in China. And we said that we are experiencing some defects in some of the oil filters that we have bought. We buy oil filters at least 24 at a time. So every month or so, we buy another 24 oil filters or more. And sometimes we buy 96. And we noticed that some of them, they're all made in China, all the ones that we've seen from that are branded STP. They say China on them. And we've noticed that you put them on and oil leaks all over the engine. Not immediately, but a couple weeks later, oil sprays out all over the engine. Now, we certainly know how to install oil filters. I've been doing it for over 50 years. And so what did we find out? Just yesterday, we found out that the STP oil filters from a certain factory in China, a certain code on the oil filters, manufacturer's code, have been pulled off the shelves. Why? Because of manufacturing defect. Exactly what I mentioned. So you heard it here months before it really happened. Now, there's no announcement in the news that's saying, hey, you know, all these defective AutoZone oil filters. They just quietly pulled them off the shelves. So we brought it to their attention. We said, hey, this is what's happening. They paid attention to us. It went right up through the chain of command, and they're pulling them off the shelves. Actually, they've already pulled them off the shelves. How about that? Kathy, any comments? Do you remember me talking about that?
Yes, I do, Vince. Yep. I mean, it was a few months ago, but I do remember that. And they won't tell you. I don't know if I can mention anything about a large store in a situation that happened to us. Can I mention a name?
Go ahead. Sure.
Well, we went to Menards and we bought a storm door, and the manufacturer was called Chamber. And we didn't use it for the first 2 years. You know how when you move in a house, you just don't get to it. So when my husband went to put it in, he was not really happy. It was the top-of-the-line door that they had, and it was like a year and a half. So when he was having problems with it, Menards was like, oh, sorry, it's out of warranty. And they really didn't want to deal with it, so they had us call the manufacturer. And the manufacturer made all kind of excuses. Oh, it's out of warranty, and you're not doing it right. And so he had to literally change the door handle on our door, not the storm door, because it wouldn't fit because of the way they designed the storm door handle. All I know is he kept complaining about how hard it was to put in. So then last year, it was literally coming out of the hinges. The hinges were coming out of the wood. And when we called, I got a very arrogant man, which is not the first time I talked to this man. And he kept saying, well, you just need to use longer screws. And my husband said, it's not that. It's the hinge. There's something wrong with these hinges. And so I finally, my husband got on the phone with him and he said, well, if you don't know what I think I know what I'm doing, then how come none of my other doors in my house are falling out of the wood? How come it's just this door? And, you know, we couldn't make heads or tails of it. So then they just washed their hands and they said, well, you can call Capital One and you can see if you can get a refund. Well, it was over a year, so they weren't going to do anything. But when I've dealt with Menards with that situation, if you want, even if you order a special order, if you get it and you don't like it, or it's, even if it's defective, you have to pay a restocking fee through them. And they, every time we've ever had a special order, it's just been a headache or just dealing with Menards. I just really have lost a lot of interest in going there. But I tried to deal with the Chamber door people numerous times, and I'm just telling people out there that if you have an option to go with a different door, go with a different door.
Kathy, we had I got a call from a guy. I'll even tell you who it is. Bert. Bert was in California. He had a BMW two-seater. And this was before he was on the radio with us, years before. And he bought it brand new, and he had 1,800 miles on it. So this was a garage queen. And this thing lived in the garage. 1,800 miles. Not 18,000, 1,800 in 4 years. Okay, in California where the roads are swept. It's not like where we live, where you live on, you know, dirt roads. His roads are polished and swept, and you know they're dust free. So his steering system started acting funny. He would turn the steering wheel, and it was electronic steering, and there was a delay. So he turned the steering wheel, and you know some portion of a second later, the wheels would turn. It was unpredictable. It was unsafe, and it was dangerous. I'll tell you what happened when we get back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.